The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we'll have an NFL schedule to talk about, well, tomorrow. And Earl Thomas might want to holster that thing. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Nick Sciarra in the booth today if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday, which means we're almost to the weekend, and we'll have a little sport to talk about tomorrow, Mr. Hoffman.
Sports match stuff.
I mean, not much.
It was not much. Schedule, let's face it. I mean, it's the schedule. Okay, we all know who everybody's playing. What order will they play in? Oh my gosh! And you know, I did the 10 o'clock hour with John this morning, and my thought was, he asked me, "Are you excited about it?" And I said, "No, not really." He's like, "Well, what do you mean? Doesn't it feel like no matter what they say, they're going to change it?" Like the, I mean, because I mean, do you believe they're going to play a full 16-game schedule? I certainly don't.
No, and I mean, I guess most of the reports are that they're going to structure it to where you play the interconference games in your first four games. That way, if they have to cancel games, it makes more sense to cancel
right
games against the other conference.
So if everyone's super jacked about Chiefs versus Texans, we may not get that.
We would later in the season. I mean, a lot of Texans fans are all think that's going to happen. But if it's right, then that they're going to play games against the NFC North first, then you'd want that game pushed back so that it affects tiebreakers and things like that. So if you lose the four games at the front, oh well, not a big deal. Just a 12-game season,
right?
Which would make it really difficult though for the Texans to go 9-7.
That is true. That is true.
I don't know that would be physically possible, and I don't know that 9-5 would be possible either. But
all you got to do is hit that proper winning percentage, Fred.
Yeah. So I'm guessing
somewhere between 40% and 60%. You're good.
So 7-5.
Yeah.
How about that? That'll be the record. But no, and obviously those will all be announced tonight. There's been a bunch of leaks, and I don't think any of them are accurate. I think there's one guy who just created a leak site just to be a jerk and fool people, which, boy, I mean, nice of you there, pal. I mean, really, just that's what everybody needs right now.
Why do people want to make everybody else's lives harder?
Because their lives suck.
Like the guy who hacked Giannis today. Why? What are you doing this for? What's it helping you? I mean, are you getting money for it? Like, You're making his life more difficult, and I mean, you're really gaining nothing. And then I don't know if you read the story about this Jacob Wall. Did you see what he's done?
No.
The accuser that Dr. Fauci's sexual assault accuser came out and basically said this Jacob Wall guy paid her to say this stuff. Same guy who paid a chick to say the stuff to Mueller during the investigation, and paid some dude to say that Elizabeth Warren sexually assaulted him. I mean,
jeez.
You're paying people to put people's lives into shambles. It's I don't understand where these people get satisfaction from doing stuff like this.
Well, I mean, the evil is out there, and it's real. I mean, there's just some people that want to see the world burn, and you know, I don't get it. But if he wanted to pay somebody to accuse me, I would split the money with her just to let you know. you know, and then once we rescind it, I mean, hey, tough times are tough. You got to make whatever deals you can. But no, I don't get why people think that it's funny to do stuff like that, or it's just like, I got you. Ooh, okay. Congratulations. And how did you benefit from that? Just out of curiosity. Especially when they find out, oh, no, you didn't. You actually paid somebody. So you lose the money and you lose all the... I don't know. I just don't get why people do things like that. Although, watching these medieval shows, I guess that's what we've become again. We become the Middle Ages. And where people stay in charge of countries forever and there's backstabbing and everything else. And that's just... You know, that's the Ronaverse. I'm ready for the Ronaverse to go away.
I don't know when it goes away, but I'm with you. I'm ready for it. I made a commitment on Twitter last night. Did you see this?
I did see this. I had a little bit to drink last night because I was kind of drowning my sorrows after a really depressing day, and I saw that on Twitter and I thought, I'm too drunk to understand this. I'm not buying it.
You don't think I can do it?
No, you can't.
It's my pinned tweet now. And it's because that way it'll tell me when it's been a week. And I'm going to try to go even further. We'll see. But I said I'm not talking politics, coronavirus, or lockdowns on Twitter.com for at least a week. And hopefully I can turn that into longer. So right now I am 17 hours sober on Twitter of any political or pandemic talk.
So you have your 1 day chip.
Well, not quite. Not quite.
Okay. Well, you get one at the end of the day and we'll just keep adding them.
Yeah.
But, I've been off politics on Twitter for a long time. Yeah. But I don't know that you can help yourself though, because you won't think it'll get a political reaction and then it will. It's like when I texted out the picture of me in the mask and everybody said I was making a political statement. No, I was just showing how much better looking I am when my face is covered up. But no, it turns political. I guarantee you, you're gonna bounce into something accidentally. You're not gonna be able to help yourself, and it probably won't. And it won't be your intention, but somebody will take it that way.
I'm gonna try my damnedest.
Well,
wish me luck, Fred. Come on.
I do. I think you'll find that life is much better for you if you stay away from politics on Twitter. I went to that policy almost a year ago now, and I mean it's changed my life for the better. I get a lot less grief, I get a lot less idiots, and I've only had to block like one person in the last 6 months, so that's pretty good. Because I was Dikembe Mutombo and people for a while there. It's like, not today. You're gone, buddy. So we'll see. I'll put the over-under on it at, I'll go 4.5 days. I think you can do 4.5 days.
Okay.
That's the actual number, but.
The weekend should be easy. I mean, so today, I mean, that you're assuming I can make it through today. You think Monday, so something will have happened over the weekend that will force my hand is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I hate to break it to you, but you know how people are, especially on Twitter. They all make everything political, and even when it's not. I mean, but it's, you'll do some innocuous tweet about, you know, doing something with the kids, and it'll turn into you refusing to go out because you're a liberal turd. You just watch.
Well, that's probably going to happen.
That's the thing. It's not you. It's that evil out there.
That's true. I am going to be buying UFC 249 this weekend, which technically makes me a Trumper.
Okay.
Because the libs don't want these fights to happen. And, you know, Dana's boys with Trump, so they've spun some wheels and got it opened up in Florida so he can do all these fights there. So this week that'll be my side.
Okay. And when you start tweeting about the fights, then people will say, "Oh, aren't you the guy that said people shouldn't be going out?" I'm telling you, you got no hope.
No, maybe not. Ian says, "We don't know when this thing will be over. The streak is over. It's only on Twitter.com. If Fred asked me questions about, I don't think you can do a show now without talking at least a little about the coronavirus, but I am going to try to be less, firm in my stance. I'm going to try to appreciate everyone's opinion.
Oh, you can't do that. Come on.
I'm going to do my best.
I've been the one trying to middle this thing recently, and I still get accused of being, you said it wasn't that bad, and it wasn't at the time. And I still don't think we should have shut things down, but that's all right. I mean, we did, so now you got to live with the consequences. So 832 said, "Didn't AJ just tweet something anti-feminist about Cutler's divorce?" See what
that
I mean?
Doesn't count.
Get you.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
Oh, so I can't believe AJ is politicizing not having political debates on Twitter. Oh, here's another good one. AJ is going to tweet about barbecue. What about the meat shortage?
That's true. Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I went and bought a whole bunch of meat yesterday. The grocery store delivered me a bunch of meat yesterday because I saw like Wendy's is going to run. They're going to stop serving hamburgers. And I was like, oh, my God, is there going to be a real meat shortage? So I bought some briskets and some pork butts and some ground beef and some steaks, like just in case. You know, I got a big chest freezer. So I'm a prepper, Fred. I don't know if you know this. I'm a prepper. If there are no more cows, I'll still be living on cow for some time. And I've still got quite a bit of cow and some elk in my freezer from before because my mom has a cattle ranch. And every, year or so, she'll kill one of the cows and divvy it up between me and my sister. And so I've still got some of that. But I will not run out of cow when the rest of America does. I refuse.
I'm one thing that's starting to concern me a little bit, and I don't know if you've noticed this when you've gone shopping, because I haven't really gone to the grocery store or anything. The wife does that. But yesterday when I went to Walgreens, because I had to pick up some prescriptions, and there's a lot of stuff that they're running out of or that they're limiting to one. Just medicine type stuff, the over-the-counter things.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's just that store or if that's starting to be a real problem, but I kind of noticed it at the gas station I go to, they're starting to run out of some things as well. So, we'll see.
It's the world we're living in, Fred. What are they running out of? Potato chips?
Like Tostitos.
Funyuns?
I like to do chips and dip, right? So,
oh, okay.
I'm having a hard time finding Tostitos these days just those kind of chips.
Just order your groceries online, and they'll just bring whatever you want.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't order enough to do that. The wife gets like the real food; like she'll go and load up. But
why isn't she ordering groceries?
I don't know. She likes going to the store. She's a weird.
She's an outlaw.
So,
like the great thing is about ordering groceries online, if they don't have an item, it almost feels like you saved money somehow. It's like, oh,
yeah,
they didn't have that, huh? I think I ordered like three racks of ribs, pork ribs, and I think they were two per customer, so they brought me two, and it's like, oh, I saved some money there. Look at that. Somehow I actually had some savings. I don't think that's how it works, but that's the way it feels. All right. You know what they're not running out of? CBD. CBDMD.com, they're not running out. They are a trusted leader in the CBD industry. Wide range of options from classic CBD oil tinctures to gummies, sleep products, topical creams, even CBD for your pets. if your pets are anxious when there's loud noises, fireworks, whatever, it's a little CBD. It'll help them out just right. This is all ethically sourced, U.S.-grown hemp, completely THC-free. They use independent third-party testing for safety, purity, and effectiveness to ensure one of the highest quality products on the market makes it to you. And best of all, it's backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee and great customer service that can answer any questions you have before, during, or after the purchase. I've been a fan for a long time. I use the CBD Freeze. I use it on my shoulder and my knees if I've had a tough workout. Give it a try, guys. Discover the secret to everyday wellness. CBDMD, superior CBD, superior you. CBDMD.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, I think I may order some of that Ambar tequila that they just advertised on our station, because I'm craving tequila right now for some reason.
I'm drinking tequila mostly every night, damn near.
Yeah, I've been on a vodka kick lately, but I'm kind of wanting to mix it up. And I've got some really good whiskeys that I'm holding off on just because I think this is going to last a while. But, you know, that sounds cool. I think I'll order a couple of bottles. Here's another one for you. The CEO of Twitter is an Andrew Yang supporter. AJ is obviously supporting Democrats using the platform.
Well, yeah, and I don't use Facebook. So I don't know who Zuckerberg's in bed with these days. My guess is everyone.
The Russians.
But yeah, I'm not involved with that either.
Somebody said, I heard the new ad, doesn't matter the brand name of the tequila, I drink too much of it and I end up in an arm bar. Well, at least you don't have your girlfriend or wife or whatever it was walking in on you and putting a gun to your head while you're naked banging another chick.
See, I didn't even think that was the worst part of the story, Fred.
What, the two brothers were both naked?
Listen, you want to have some kind of crazy orgy? Hey, be my guest. Who am I to judge? And typically, there's people do a lot of weird sex stuff that, you know, I think is crazy. I'm a big fan of, like, the old-fashioned one-on-one. But let's just say for a second you're one of these guys who's into to multiple sex partners. Like, where I draw the line from going, like, to where I start judging is if one person involved in the orgy is related by blood to another. Even if there's no contact, first of all,
it's still weird. It's still very weird.
So there was two brothers and apparently four females on one bed. What kind of bed can fit six people where the two dudes are never bumping into each other? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got king size beds, and there's no way. There's no way you get six people in there.
I've got a California king, like the long king size. It still wouldn't work. And you're talking, remember, Earl Thomas is, I mean, he's not a huge man, but he's a professional athlete, a professional football player. He's not tiny. This is, that was disturbing to me. Like, I'm pretty close with my brother, as you know. And there's, you know, I trust him about as much as anybody in this world, but that's kind of where we go our separate ways. That like once comes to there's going to be sex happening, we usually it's going to be in separate rooms. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you want to swap them around a little bit, sure, you take your two in your room and he takes his two in the other room, and then you trade.
Maybe. Yeah, that seems iffy, but I mean, it's better than what was happening.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any justification for what happened. I mean, I can't look at Earl Thomas the same way. And Granato and I were talking about it this morning. There comes a time in a lot of athletes' careers where you get known for something, and it overshadows everything you've ever accomplished on the field, because that's just the guy you are now. You're the guy who did this. And we gave some examples. He gave Josh Hader, who had the racist tweets. I talked about Eddie Griffin masturbating in his truck. Like, no one remembers what kind of a ball player Eddie Griffin was, because let's face it, he's the guy who got caught jerking off in his truck. O.J. Simpson, you know, he great athletic career, Heisman Trophy winner. All anyone's ever going to remember him for is that Hertz Airport commercial. That's it. So, yeah. So there's something that happens in your career that just takes away from everything you ever did on the field. I think that's this moment for Earl Thomas. He's always going to be if he were remembered as got caught hooking up with a side piece guy, no, that doesn't cover up a multi-time All-Pro.
But got that doesn't caught, even register.
But got caught and held at gunpoint by his wife in an orgy involving his own brother. That one's going to stick, I'm afraid. That one is going to stick.
Well, and apparently there's video of the whole thing. I'm wondering when TMZ is going to spend the money on that.
Oh, I can't wait. TMZ, ESPN needs to get it for after The Last Dance ends. You want these views, Disney Plus? I got you.
I mean, usually I'm going to side with the guy and just say, crazy chick should not be pointing a gun at your head. And let's face it, attractive women are all crazy. But in this case, I think I might side with her. I mean, although that whole part was bizarre, too. She basically took a posse and went over there with a freaking gun. And she claimed it didn't have the clip in it, but there was one in the chamber. That could have been bad.
Oof.
But, yeah. It's just the story we didn't need, and now we have it. Because I've always been a big fan of Earl Thomas, but that's certainly it. I'm going to see him naked with his brother now, just like I see OJ for that other thing, him being called Daddy Juice. That's what I'm going to
remember OJ for.
Yeah, okay. Daddy Juice. So you got to be careful. Nick said, guys back in high school used to brag about running choo-choos. I always felt that I needed to have the only penis in the room. I whatever you're into is cool. I mean, I don't judge. I don't, you know, but I think having your own brother naked in the bed with you, even if you're, you know, knocking it out with other chicks, that's not something I'm going to click on Pornhub to see.
No.
Let me just put it that way. Man. 713-780-ESPN. Daniel says, that could have turned into a Steve McNair situation real quick. What the hell is he doing?
For real.
Yeah. I mean,
I was telling John, like, how do you find time for this during coronavirus? Like, that seems like the bigger challenge is, like, getting out of the house, convincing your wife. Like, you can't say, oh, I'm going to the gym, honey.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I've tried to think of every possible excuse
to get out of the house.
When I do get out of the house, it's actually for reasons that I need to, like taking the car to get it serviced yesterday or going to pick up prescriptions. It's kind of sad. I mean, it's, you know, oh boy. Hey, tomorrow I get to get out of the house. How about this? We finally are going to be bottling the beer over to Anomaly. So I'm going to swing by, and I'll get you one. I'll get it to you somehow. But yeah, looking forward to that. And I'll let people know when it's available, because I can't wait to taste the final version of it, because I haven't had a chance to yet. So I'm looking forward to that. But Tom did a great job with it, and I can't wait. Love how AJ had John speechless this morning from the orgy question with his son or his dad.
Said he had a brother, so I asked him, "Would you?" And he was like, "Whatever." He said, "Whatever." My brother's always not the option. And I finally asked him, "What about your brother or JT?" And then he decided, okay, my brother.
Oh, man. And Nick brings up his dumbass was Snapchatting where he was at.
I don't think he was Snapchatting where he was at. I think she logged into his Snapchat and found his location.
Oh,
I don't have
do
Snapchat, so I don't know a lot about the ins and outs of it. Nick is probably a Snapchatter.
Yeah, but you can have your location on any social media app. So, like you could have your location on Twitter, Snapchat, whatever. He probably just didn't realize that his location was on and that she was smart enough to look for his location on his Snapchat, and that's what happened.
And she logged into his account.
I mean, look, we had this conversation, I think, with Lauren and Rachel on the weekend, and they both said, yeah, at some point, if I'm dating somebody long enough, I'm looking into their phone. So that was his wife. They were just talking about dating. That was his wife. So, yeah, I'm not shocked that he had the login, that she had the login of his social media accounts. Is that much of a shocker?
I don't know. I mean, what about this move? What if he turned his phone off? Would it have still showed where he was at?
No, I don't think so.
That seems like the move I'd be making. I don't know. I feel like Earl Thomas should be better at this.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Well, maybe it was his very first time.
Yeah, that's the first time you're going to go and have some weird, six-way with your naked brother.
Yeah, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. That was probably the first time he's done something like this. That's what he'll tell his wife, I'm sure, at least.
I mean, do people really do that? They log into people's their spouses or girlfriend or boyfriend's stuff to find out where they are?
I mean,
that's kind of chicken bleep.
Nick does that to his chick.
No, I would not. Never. I never would never do that.
Always checking in on her.
Mm-mm.
I got bad news. If she's out banging two brothers with her friends, and it's not going to change if you find her. It's not like,
that's true.
Oh, well, I get to go over here and put a gun to your head now. Woo. She's still banging away. And banging away on the courts right now is my man, Lawyer Dave, who's on the line. And Lawyer Dave is still out there working for the Blitzers. What's going on, buddy?
Yes, I am, Fred. Good afternoon, Blitzers. This is Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker, here to help you with any kind of an accident anywhere. I'll be the man to help you.
Yeah, and people are out there driving like idiots still, so accidents are going to happen. If you're working and you fall, there's all kinds of things you can use Lawyer Dave for, or maybe you wind up in the hospital and get mistreated and they do something wrong there. You're gonna handle that too.
Exactly, Fred. When people get the wrong end of the stick and it comes to me, I investigate what happened. If they need medical care and they don't have any money, then I see that they get to a doctor without any money out of their pocket. And we take this ride together because I'm a gambler. So I'll take a percentage of whatever we make if we win. If we don't win, do I get paid, Fred?
Not a dime, sir.
Not a dime is right. Speaking of a dime, Fred, I got some money for you. I'm going to come by and drop it off tonight.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Money's a good thing.
Money's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't get paid unless they win. And you're based here in Houston, but you take cases all over the state, including all our friends over in Beaumont and the Golden Triangle. And and you guys are still settling some cases, right? Even though are the courts open yet?
Well, the courts are open, but they're not open for jury trials. We have been settling a ton of cases through this Zoom mediation format and presenting people for depositions in the same. It's a little bit strange. But it's the new world, and gosh, who knows how long it's going to last. We're making it work. We're making it work for our clients. That's for darn sure.
All right. Let them know how they can get in touch with you, buddy.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900. Or you can hit me up on my email, which is lawyerdave.com. Or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw. Or by all means, get a hold of me through my buddy Fred.
Yeah, if you can't remember any of that, just hit me up on Twitter, send me an email, and I'll get you all the information. All right, they need a lawyer. What do they do?
They better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 281 said, had an ex that would tell me she was home. Her Snapchat location would say otherwise. And she was banging another guy.
Dang. Well, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, you know, I've always just said, you know, do what you're going to do. If I catch you, then guess what? You poke it, you bought it. You get her. And the good news is that 50% thing goes both ways, and she's the one with the money, so I'll be just fine. But, I've never been so paranoid that I would search people's locations from, you know, where their phone is or something like that. Maybe I should be. I don't know. I guess it just doesn't bother me that much. It's like, if you're out, you're out. Guess what? I'm going to go out and stay out sometimes, too.
Yeah.
It happens. Couple of things that there are people saying that there were only two women. Okay. And there is also someone else that claiming that, according to the police, they were not in the same bedroom. But I'm going to choose to believe they were, because it's a better story.
I don't know what to believe, because I think they're trying to spit. Because when Tyler was telling me the story this morning, like, he was reading something, and he said there were four chicks and they were in the same room.
Well, I know that, you know, maybe they're counting the two chicks that came with his wife, but all I know is if somebody walks in with a gun and I'm naked in another room, I'm not trying to get my clothes on. I'm trying to not get shot.
But yeah,
I'm guessing that marriage is not going to last. I could be wrong.
That's probably going down.
713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And a couple people still talking about the layoffs and stuff. And it's like, are you guys worried about your jobs? I wouldn't say worried. I mean, I hope things get better, because, you know, I know we can sustain this for a while, but I don't know for how long. And, you know, I'm not concerned, really, because when this started, I sat down and we worked out, like, every possible scenario, including one paycheck and also zero paycheck, where we just go live in a farm in Canada. But, you know, we're kind of prepared for whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of little things that I've cut back on. Like, we talked about this before. You don't need Sirius radio right now. Not in the car enough. So, canceled my Sirius XM. I'm going to do the same thing you did and get rid of DirecTV and just, you know, go with the streaming stuff for a while. So I really don't need it right now. And I can always get it back when, you know, if sports comes back that I need to watch. And, you know, little stuff like that, selling the car. And getting rid of the gym membership and putting a gym in there.
Yeah.
It's just little. Right now, it's the little stuff thing. And if this drags out, it'll be to the, okay, here's the harder cuts. And, you know, fortunately, her job's really safe. And, you know, so no matter what, you know, I mean, I have started planning more for life after radio. I'd kind of had a plan to do this for a while longer, and if it winds up getting moved up, then okay. But I'm hopeful that's not the case, man. I'm hopeful that things will start coming back a little bit at a time, and we'll just build this thing back up just like we always have and make it as badass as ever. And we'll, you know, I feel confident in that. And if, you know, that's not the case, then at least prepared for it. Did you see Jerry Bowe sent me this morning, because we've been talking about what Vegas might look like.
Yeah.
Did you see how they're talking about doing poker? I mean, it's almost impossible that it would work.
I saw a poker table where there's like plastic dividers between everybody.
Yeah, I think that was something Darren Revelle tweeted out. I don't think that's realistic. Number one, poker rooms don't make much money. So now you're going to invest a bunch of money in that. I just don't think it makes sense. But here's what they're talking about doing. limiting live poker tables to 4 players.
Ooh.
That just, you think about the rake and everything else from how fast the blinds are coming around to you. That just makes the game even harder.
I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to make the tables twice the normal size and just give people some space?
But again, that's cost, right? And then how crowded are these rooms anyway? Not a ton of room there. I mean, you'd have fewer tables, I guess. But
there's going to be a couple casinos now who specialize in poker. Like, if you want to play poker, you got to go to this place.
Well, I certainly think we've already seen a lot of poker rooms close. I think what's going to happen when they open the casinos, they're not going to open the poker rooms until you can actually have a normal game again. And I also think we're just going to see a bunch go away. Like MGM still owns, they have MGM and Excalibur and a couple others there. I think you're going to see them maybe go down to one. With the Caesars, like Bally's, I bet you they keep Bally's, but you know, the Rio, that's not much. People think of the Rio as a big time poker place. It is for the World Series. That poker room is trash. And there was one year, I actually, the first hour of the tournament, I was in the poker room and away from the Penn and Teller Theater. And that thing is just it's a horrible, horrible poker room. So I just think we're going to see a lot of them go. And I think it sucks because casinos have been looking for excuses because they'd rather put a bunch of slot machines in there because those make more money.
Yep.
And you don't have to hire as many human beings because you have to have guys to run the room. You got to have dealers. It is an expense, and you know, they make money off it, but they don't get rich. They get rich off the other stuff. So it's, yeah, I just can't see a four-handed game working. And I just really wish some politician would say, hey, you know what we should do? Let's legalize online poker again and let us play that way. I mean, that would
please.
Yeah, because I think poker
highly
rooms,
regulated, you know, like stateside regulated online poker.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure that
like make casinos put their license up that they're going to run it properly, so they don't try to get funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'd totally be down for that. All right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And AJ, I have a story for you that when I read it today, it made me feel like, you know what, we're officially in the end times. We talked about the big asteroid. Well, there's an even bigger one that is going to come very close to the point we'll be able to see it. April 13th, 2029.
Okay.
So basically,
it'll be like the Blue Angels, Fred. It's just going to fly over and not do much.
Yeah, well, it could be like that. But even if we survive the Rona and we survive cannibalism and all the things that are going to come in the next year, then
I'm excited about that cannibalism.
Hey, you know, that's your guy, man. He will eat your ass.
That's right.
That's Alex Jones. So we know that there's people who listen to him. So if you see your neighbors kind of eyeing you up, they're not attracted
to you.
You know
what they're thinking about. Eating that ass.
Exactly. They're thinking, boy, I could eat off that Fowler guy for a year.
He probably could.
Exactly.
You're very meaty.
But, yeah, well, you know, as long as they like lard, I mean, that's what they're going to get stuck with.
But, fine cuisine, we call that marbled. You're well marbled.
Okay. Well, just to be safe, AJ, mark your calendar for April 13th, 2029.
Okay.
And the asteroid has a name. It's called the Apophis asteroid, also known as APEP, which is the destroyer.
That's what I'm going to call it, APEP.
That is the name for Apophis, the Egyptian god of evil and destruction, who dwelled in eternal darkness.
You know about that, Nick?
No, not really.
How do you not know about the ancient Egyptian god Apophis?
I mean, I don't really care too much about that kind of stuff. It doesn't.
Oh, you don't care about your heritage?
No, not really, no.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
I mean, that just doesn't interest me. There's some cool Egyptian gods, man, that, well, mostly they were aliens, but, you know, ancient astronaut theorists suggest. But, man, there's some fascinating stories. I mean, I like that kind of stuff.
There is fascinating stories on Netflix, too. It doesn't mean you got to watch them all.
No, but I've always been...
other stuff.
I like
drugs
mythology.
And hookers, but whatever.
Well, that's okay. But imagine how impressed
and
the hooker would be.
And orgies with his brother.
Well, there's that. But imagine how impressed the hooker would be if you could tell him that Apophis is the Egyptian god of evil and destruction.
I don't think they care about that kind of stuff.
I don't know. Most of these are just girls trying to work their way through college.
I know, but I don't think they're impressed by that. Like, oh, he knows about ancient Egyptian gods. Like that.
If
that
you
doesn't
pay
him,
they'll be impressed with anything. Come on. So, Eric says, does it make it any scarier that the asteroid will hit on a Friday the 13th? Did you actually go and research that to see what day?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Man. No, I'm not a big bad luck guy. I don't really buy into that stuff. But, so he says, what's to stop friends from calling each other while playing on the same table online? Nothing. That's always going to be there. And now, in a big multi-table tournament, it's
not going to do
good. No, it's really not. And, you know, but yeah, if you're going to go play six-man sit-and-goes, I mean, we know people who've done that. So
I know a couple.
So, yeah, I mean, that could happen, but... you're going to tell me you'd rather not play at all? I mean, part of my retirement plan was to play four or five big tournaments a year, and if you can't do them in a casino, then yeah, I'd love to be able to just, you know, go up to Canada and play the Poker Stars Million every Sunday and see how I can do. But Greg says in 2020, World War III almost broke out. The entire continent of Australia nearly burned down. Killer virus nearly took over the entire globe. Murder hornets. And it's just now May.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I can't wait to meet Godzilla in December. Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah, you know, in these trying times, as all the commercials say, we need Godzilla.
He would end this thing in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, though, I think Godzilla has asthma. So it's probably not a great time for him to come up from the depths of the sea because he's what we would consider a high-risk monster.
Yeah, but you know, he could breathe that fire on the Rona.
That's part of his condition.
And I think that would be the end of the Rona. He would burn it away. Just like,
well, but you've got to remember his lungs are slightly charred and a disease in his respiratory system would not be good for him.
Well, I don't know.
This may be a job for King Kong.
Maybe so.
But last time he was here, what did we do? We shot him with airplanes. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Why would he come back?
He's not going to be willing to help us unless we find him a hot blonde. That might do it. But wasn't it your guy Kenneth Copeland who tried to blow the coronavirus away?
Yes. Be gone, virus.
Did that work?
I compel you, be gone.
Oh, man.
I don't think it worked. Because he also has asthma. He couldn't blow hard enough.
858 says, follow-up sites have gotten better at tracking who is always playing with each other on the same tables.
That's true.
Probably, although back when in my real heyday of this thing, when I was playing the real high dollar sit and goes on Full Tilt, it was always the same people. There were always like Huck Seed played and, you know, three or four Brandon Cantu, I think, was one of them. But there are always three or four pros on there, and it's all the same people because they're just, you know, I guess there wasn't that many people playing $3,200 sit and goes. But, you know, so that, there was nothing sinister going on. It was just, it was a limited group playing those games. But, I mean, I think if the same two people are showing up in, you know, the same $7 sit and goes over and over, that might be a little bit different.
That's
right. Yeah, how much are you really pulling in a $7 sit and go? Although it does add up.
It can, that's, certainly.
That's kind of how I built up my bankroll on the Canadian site, was I started with $7 sit and goes, and then I won a couple of big tournaments. And, you know, got, that's where I kind of built my bankroll there. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, Godzilla. That's what we've come to. It's all going to be Godzilla now.
That's it.
God, it is only May, and you think about all the crap that's happened this year. And I mean, he didn't even mention some of the other stuff. And it's are you kidding me? I mean, it was 2.5 months ago. The world was normal.
Yeah, there was a time.
Yeah, and you know, now we're just having to deal with all the fallout here, and you know, we'll see what happens. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You know what? I'll take it. If I make it to 2029 and kill us, I'll take that. That's another 9 years. That's fine.
You got to take it.
Yeah, yeah, I accept. I don't know if you saw this. I'm not going to make fun of Spirit Airlines because I've never actually flown it. The wife did once. Did you see this story that a flight to Michigan had to make an emergency landing after it broke out into a full-on brawl on the plane?
No.
Apparently a woman and her children were returning from Los Angeles, and they couldn't believe what was happening. Says it was really scary. I had my kids with me, and everybody was like, oh my God. It started out as an argument between passengers. A passenger said other passengers were being too loud while he was trying to sleep. And he bitched, and it turned into an actual fight. It said the passengers were urging Spirit employees to help. Everyone was like, why aren't you doing anything? They were like, we don't get paid enough to deal with this. So they had to make an emergency landing in Des Moines, Iowa for 2 hours.
Man. Well.
And, yeah. And they tried to fool the police. They went to the bathroom and changed their clothes before the marshals came on board to get rid of all the blood. Well, that didn't work. So,
womp womp.
Well, apparently people involved were allowed to come back onto the flight. The police said they didn't have the jurisdiction.
They're just
to
like,
arrest
no big
anyone.
Deal.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to let this slide.
With blood on the plane, mind you.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, during a coronavirus pandemic. But said they didn't clean the blood, sat there for 2 hours, everyone sucking everyone's coronavirus.
Ugh.
I'll tell you what, you guys would appreciate the fact that you can't recline on Spirit.
I do like that.
Yeah, it's just there's no room on those seats. I'm
yeah.
Told.
I don't think they could legally have people reclining on those.
Yeah. All right, we are going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.